You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with you boys in the morning. What in the world is trending? You know, this lead story I found really interesting. I think you and I both, when we exercise, we're both afternoon exercisers, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
I do. I mean, mine's usually anywhere from like 2 to 5 o'clock usually in the afternoon.
Okay, I'm a nooner. Time. I'm around noon.
Noon, dude?
Yep.
There's a study that's out that's saying, look, obviously if you can exercise, do it whenever you can. Because the benefit, you know, at any time helps you so much more than if you're just sedentary. Well, a new study, though, says there is a better time of day to exercise, and it turns out to be in the evening. And it's a pretty significant difference. Like, if you exercise in the morning, we have a lot of our listeners who are listening right now on a treadmill. So shout out to all of you who are working out.
Good
right
for
now.
You.
They say morning workouts give you a 33% lower risk of death from any cause, right? It just lowers your chance of death. If you're working out in the afternoon like we do, 40% lower risk,
okay,
which is still nice. But if you work out in the evening, it cuts your risk of death by 61%.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty wild.
It is.
Now, they asked the researchers why, and they said it's because somehow our bodies are better to handle blood sugar later in the day, and by working out in the evening, it would lower your blood pressure throughout the night and into the next morning. So
that's pretty cool.
Look, you're going to kick off at some point anyway, but whatever you can do to delay it and improve your quality of life.
Yeah, yeah.
Evenings are the time.
Listen, you're
going to
die anyway. But
you're going to die. I mean, I'm sorry. This is pretty funny. We don't have to dwell on this, but a survey found that 1/3 of men have used their phone while at a public urinal.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
guilty.
Yeah, we're all
guilty.
Yeah, raising my hand. I'm surprised it's not higher than that.
This is why you should never borrow anyone's phone, just in general. Don't touch anyone else's phone because they're filthy.
When they, you know, when you see some stranger somewhere who hands you their phone and says, hey, will you take our picture? Just know that there's urine and fecal on it.
Yeah. I've taken a selfie at a urinal before. So, yeah, I've had it out, pun intended.
I've not done that, but I have been on, I've, like, texted or whatever. I mean,
sure.
Multitasking, man.
That's right.
Huge Western Conference showdown between the top two teams last night, and the Nuggets came out on top. They were tied for first place with Minnesota, and Minnesota came to town. So whoever won, sole possession of first place, and that was the Nug Puppies, man. They have two games left in the regular season. If they win both of those, they'll earn the number one seed and home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Nuggets are on their way, Jared, and maybe defending that world championship, huh?
Pretty darn cool, huh? Man. Huh? It's really exciting. It really is, even for me. I'm like, this is pretty darn cool.
Even Jeremy's into it.
Even I am into it.
The Avalanche have three games left in the regular season. They need some help to gain that number one seed. That doesn't really look likely right now, but still going to have a good year. And I'll go ahead and say it. The Rockies blew another game in the ninth inning with me and Josh. We'll talk about it later. Another game gets logged into the blown game category. Gave up two runs in the ninth. They're off today. Well, they're usually off, but they won't play a game today either. So that's going on. Hey, children of the 90s, there's a show that was big in the early to mid 90s, and you're gonna laugh. I watched this show because the woman I was dating at the time was a huge fan, and she would come over. I'm pretty sure it was on Monday nights. I want to say it was Monday nights. And she'd say, we got to watch Melrose Place.
You got hooked, huh?
And I mean, I knew all the characters. It helped that I kind of had the hots for Heather Locklear. But Melrose Place, I know, you know, it's like, what were some of the other shows like that? 90210.
By 90210, yeah. Saved by the Bell? No.
No. Anyway, Melrose Place is coming back for those of you who watched it back in the day. And Heather Locklear is one of the three main stars that have said, yes, I need the money. Oh, I mean, they said, yes, we would love to come back and, you know, reprise our roles.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Why not?
Yeah. So
why not?
Here's the official synopsis of the reboot of Melrose Place. When one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased.
Whoa.
But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets.
Oh, I'm hooked. Okay, all right. Somebody's going to watch it.
Somebody will watch it. I bet that old girlfriend of mine plops down and
tuned in, man.
Takes a peek. All right, what else is trending?
Well, this is an exciting day for pet lovers. It is National Pet Day today, and according to this story, two-thirds of us have at least one fur baby at home, according to the recent stats. Now, they compiled a list of the finalists for the wackiest pet names in America, and I absolutely adore all of these. I'm in team, you know, you shouldn't name your dog or cat something like normal, like Max or Bella or anything like that. They need to have a ridiculous name. That's why I want, you know, a dog named Clark. I just think it's so silly.
Clark.
My grandma had a cat named Cheeseburger, and I was like, this is what you should be naming your pets. So in the dog category, I'll give you a handful of them. How about Boots with the Fur? Chug Chug Pickles? Which sounds like a great podcast name or something. Mr. Pizza Puff. Somebody named their dog Molly from Corporate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Somebody named their dog The News. Some of the cat nominations. Itty Bitty Kitty Committee. Meownays. Steph Purry.
Hey.
Tony Scarface Baloney. And somebody named their cat Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator.
Okay.
I just absolutely adore all these. Lord Waddles was on there for the dogs.
Oh, that's good.
Lulu the Conqueror. So there's some funny ones. Anyway, there's a petinsurance.com link where you can go on and vote for all these wacky pet names, and they crown a winner later in the year or whatever. But that brings me joy. That makes me happy right there.
It's happy.
Something new coming out.
My little man, Niles the Weirdo.
That would work.
He missed me so much.
Did he?
That I'm going to tell you, because I was gone for 5 days. He, since I walked in the door, he has not been like off of me.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Like, I know. And that's just melting my heart.
Well, you
man.
Probably smell like French fries, too. Which, speaking of, how yes. about this new thing McDonald's is doing? They have debuted the first ever scented billboard. It's not here. It's in the Netherlands, it looks like. But anyway, it's just a blank billboard. They're like red or yellow or whatever. And you walk up to them, and they've got smells of Mickey D's being piped out of them, like French fries. Isn't that a great idea?
It's like the thing that they pitched for a while called Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah, but now
that you were going to be able to get scents that came out of your TV as well.
What a great idea. So you're walking by these billboards, maybe there's a little McDonald's logo on it or something in the corner, and you smell French fries, and you're like, boom, I got to get me some fries.
It's a powerful scent.
Oh, man, so. I absolutely love this. So that's kind of cool. Hope it comes to the States soon. Can you people just see people just standing in front of these billboards just huffing. Just sucking it in.
You know, that's great for something like McDonald's fries, but I mean, some other products that might do like Smell-O-Vision would not be so good.
Right. Like a fertilizer ad or something.
Right.
Not but as like, good.
But some would be great. Like if they're advertising tires, I would go and
tires,
huff that.
Yeah,
new tire smell.
So good. So I love the smell of new electronics too. So like that plasticky electronic smell.
That's
throw that in
one.
Front of a Best Buy or something. Count
is it
in.
Almost time for us to do
best top, smells?
Top five greatest smells
it
of all
time.
Time.
Might be time to bring that back.
Smell Hall of Fame.
Let's talk about Madonna, Diva. During a show in Miami over the weekend, she actually stopped the show because they kept running the air conditioning in the venue. She's like going off. She's like, you don't know how long I've been waiting for this show. You know, I'm working my butt off. I deserve this. Respect me, was some of her quotes. The yeah. show's not going to go on until you respect me. Turn off the air.
Let me tell you something. I watched her little tirade, and she's making it harder and harder for me to still be a fan. And I have always loved Madonna yeah. as an artist and a producer and a businesswoman. I'm like, got mad respect for her. But she's been acting really
cuckoo.
Stupid lately.
She's cuckoo. Put the cuckoo back in the clock, Madonna.
So if she would just like keep doing the good stuff, I would continue to be a fan. But every time she opens her mouth and lectures, it's like, oh,
you
stop
can't turn
that.
The air off in that kind of venue with all those people. It's going to get sweltering. And then she's going to be complaining that she's too hot. My face is melting off. You know when they needed the air was the other night during their Ricky Martin event. Did you hear about the Ricky Martin event? We talked about it. She brought Ricky Martin up on stage a couple nights ago, and they had some
Madonna did?
Strippers grinding on him. Yeah, and he was visually aroused in very loose-fitting pleated pants.
But Ricky Martin...
What?
The big takeaway
here, Dom, is that he had an erection.
But I know, but my point is, Ricky Martin, I mean, didn't he come out as gay?
He did, yeah, and there was male...
So were they male strippers?
Yeah, they were male strippers.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Okay.
I'll send you the video link later.
That's okay. Hey, good for him. You know, he's...
He's happy. If you're happy and you know it, don't stand up.
Tint your pants.
It was there, man. It was there for sure. And Josh and I were like, good for him. Like, you should be impressed.
He's active.
Ricky Martin. You should be impressed. Yeah.
He's in good shape.
So here's Jer on sports. The story's talking about when somebody misses a free throw in basketball and teammates come over and they give you a high five or a little pat on the back as a form of encouragement, and this story is saying that form of encouragement can actually make a difference. They looked at hundreds of free throw scenarios in women's basketball games to see if it helped with the next shots, and they were more likely to sink their second shot if a teammate went over and patted them on the back, gave them a little high five.
It's a really fascinating study, and they only gauged it if they missed the first free throw.
Sure, yeah.
So it shows that the pat can help you overcome, but I'm wondering also how much of it is after you miss the first one, you've got the range down. I mean...
Right, but then you have you get the vibe off your teammates, though, if they're all going over like, you got this. Maybe you try a little harder so you don't disappoint them.
I mean, we've talked on the show many times about how we just want often people in general just want a pat on the head.
Just
to
thank you.
We mean that metaphorically, but I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Not me. Not me and not Ricky Martin. Ooh. Anyway, they said this might apply to different scenarios too. So your kids or the coworkers or whatever. Check out this jerk. A guy from Maryland heard that his local 7-Eleven sold 2 Powerball tickets worth $1 million each, and it turns out he had both of them. He called his wife after he scanned the first one. They both cried, and then he had to call her back and let her know that they won $1 million again when he checked his second ticket as well. What are the odds in that situation?
And the best part is he had bought the wrong numbers.
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that great? He meant to play other numbers.
Yeah. It's okay to switch things up every now and then. And there was another guy in the news just a couple days ago, too, in Nebraska, where he wandered into a convenience store, and he's like, I just got to pick up a little to-go salad for my lunch the next day. He's like, I never buy lottery tickets. So he bought his little salad, and he bought, 5 quick picks. Boom, $1 million just from getting a salad.
Dang.
Clickbait.
You need to start eating healthier. Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's pretty simple. Somebody took the time to collect a bunch of old barf bags from airplanes, like vintage ones, like really old ones, and they decided to make a coat out of them. So it's a coat made out of old barf bags. Come on. You got to click on that. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.